WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Peter King. The first day of the government shutdown is in the books with no movement toward a compromise that would end it. Republicans blame Democrats and vice versa. President Trump has promised massive layoffs of government workers. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Everything that the Trump administration has said about the government shutting down confirms the fact that Republicans are delighted to have shut down the government.
Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says layoffs are imminent.
They are, unfortunately, a consequence of this government shutdown.
And sources tell CBS News that the OMD director says those layoffs will begin within 2 days.
The Office of Management and Budget is working with agencies across the board to identify where cuts can be made.
Vice President Vance says it's not what they want to do.
But we're going to do what we have to keep the American people's essential services continuing to run.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
The next Senate vote is due on Friday. National Guard troops are awaiting their orders, but the Trump administration says federal law enforcement officers have made more than 50 arrests in 2 days in Memphis. Here's CBS's Nicole Valdez.
They're already making arrests, serving warrants here. But again, the arrival of those troops is said to really be a supporting role in the next few weeks or so.
The list of books banned by school districts is getting longer.
PEN America calls it a disturbing normalization of censorship. Jody Picoult's book, 19 Minutes, about school shootings and bullying, was one of the most banned.
It is our stories that will spark readers to resist authoritarianism and to prevent history from repeating itself.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Scientist Jeffrey Flocken describes his friend Jane Goodall this way.
She was an icon. She was fearless and she was tireless.
Goodall has died at age 91. Her name, of course, synonymous with conservation and preservation ever since the 60s. Back then, her research found that chimpanzees use tools and create complex societies just like we do. Hurricanes Imelda and Umberto may not have made landfall, but the waves they've created have made at least 6 houses fall into the Atlantic along the North Carolina Outer Banks. They've also given surfers a windfall of waves.
We don't get these long period swells like this, waves this size that often, so it's always nice going out here when it's like this.
The San Diego Padres, Cleveland Guardians, now the New York Yankees have put the Wild into the wild card playoffs. All three have extended their series to deciding Game 3 to be played tomorrow. Padres, Cubs, Guardians, Tigers, Yankees, Red Sox. The Dodgers are trying to eliminate the Cincinnati Reds right now. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. With insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and top users make $200 to $300 per month.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STEER25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STEER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STEER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Now that the news about Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman's breakup is public, a lot of people seem to be saying, "I told you so." Here's one reason why.
Noticed Keith Urban changed the words to his song referencing his wife Nicole Kidman at a recent concert from "When They're Trying to Get You, I'll Be the Fighter" to "Maggie, I'll Be Your Guitar Player," referencing his band member, 25-year-old Maggie Baugh. She shared the footage to social media with the caption, "Did he just say that?" Rumors have taken off. The two are an item. Kidman filed for divorce from Urban this week. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
It's been about a decade since Eastman Kodak introduced a new film, but very quietly they've reintroduced Kodakolor 100 to photographers who prefer that to digital. Peter King, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds in the overnight. A southeast wind developing. Upper 50s expected at daybreak. On Thursday, look for plentiful sunshine across the area with highs in the mid and upper 70s. Friday, sunshine low to mid 80s. Right now, it's 67.
Style that shows me. I don't want. Central Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Tell me.
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Shabam-tabam. Dibam-tabam. Dibam-tabam. Dibam-tabam.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you.
I'm
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times on the ceiling if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe, means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
I
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Come on.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life I have someone who needs me.
You can could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lives, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have writing here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. It's love, and now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love so close together. I get the feeling deep inside me. My love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face, and once again I feel your fire. Here it comes.
it's love. And I think it's love.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. Cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. And a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns.
So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Flyers have been trying to plan ahead with the government shutdown in mind. These people were flying out of Austin.
I did go a little earlier just thinking that the lines might have been a little longer.
I just feel bad for the workers that they're not going to get paid.
Congressional correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns says there's been some but not a lot of talk today.
There is a small group of bipartisan senators who have been talking about some of the policy proposals. So that's a little bit of progress, but don't hold your breath, because tomorrow the Senate won't even be here. They will observe Yom Kippur. They won't return until Friday.
National parks visitors may find themselves shut out because of the shutdown. KCBS's Matt Bigler has one example in San Francisco.
On the first day of the government shutdown, Alcatraz Island was closed for construction, but National Park rangers were unsure when the rock would reopen. George Elvin, a cruise ship volunteer, says tourists will be surprised.
Oh, they'll be very disappointed. They will not be happy campers. Alcatraz is the most asked question.
Meanwhile, Muir Woods is closed indefinitely. Bigger national parks like Yosemite are expected to stay open, but with minimal staffing for safety and security. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
United Healthcare says it's dropping dozens of Medicare Advantage plans next year, affecting hundreds of thousands of people. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
United Health says most plan closures